this community, so there was no need of having that room. So I negotiated with the Department of Health to give me that space so that I can open the center. And they allow us, we use the center. And inside the painting, it's a part of the painting was coming from this organization, Love Life.
Love Life, which we have done in Johannesburg a lot.
So the age group that we accepted to come here in the age of 10 to 21. Mm. But we were dividing them according to their age group. And we were also trying to create a friendly environment in the clinic. Before this center, the nurses were not friendly at all. If the young person come here with any problem, they'll be very rude and say, if a young person have got sexual transmitted infection, they will say they will be very rude to the kid.
How did you do that? Why did you do
that? Yeah, and all that. So we said, let us change that, because the young people are not getting any more attention at home to talk about those issues. So why don't we change the clinic to be a place where everything can be spoken about, and everybody could be friendly in terms of explaining the young people. So we started that, we managed to achieve that. When I started the whole thing, I got some criticism from the parents, because the parents were saying, no, you can't talk about this, our culture is not allowing that, and even the religious people were also against it. So I decided to change the approach and try to meet with all the different structures, like the women's group, the church leaders, and explain what this project is all about and what we are going to achieve. And immediately I got the buy-in from those teachers, from those community leaders, the church leaders, and they started getting more comfortable to let me talk to their children. And I spoke to the Department of Education. They allowed me to visit the schools. Sorry about that. So, and then when they allow me to visit the school, so every day during school time, I was getting to every single class and talk to young people and say, our clinic have changed, it's no longer the old clinic. Now if you go there, if you need information, you may go there, they can give you information. So we started having a lot of young people coming per day just for information. And because of that information, less the teenage pregnancy were reduced, the sexual transmitted infection amongst young people were reduced, and everything was running smoothly.
Let's see if it's not locked. I can show you some of the things. And we were calling this room chill room. And the reason why we call it chill room is we're saying to the kids, come and chill.
Chill.
And if you come and chill, you also benefit with the information. So we used to have a television set here. We'll play some kind of motivational DVDs or movies that will help them to see that any kind of goal that they want to achieve, they can achieve it as long as they stay focused. And Love Life was helping with the posters. And in order to encourage the young people to come more often into the clinic, even if they are not sick, Love Life came up with the what we call sexual and reproductive health rights, which are this one here. And the rights were accompanied by responsibility. So the young person should be able to know that he has a right to come here. And once he come to the clinic, he has the right to get all this information and being treated and confidentiality and all that. And some of the young people have problems, either social problems. What we're saying to them, we're guaranteeing them that obviously here they have confidentiality, and we'll make sure, unless that young person allow us to tell her parents, we didn't tell them. So in that way, it was encouraging them to open up and talk about anything that they want. So we have a consultation room here where the professional nurse was based, and that was my office. And I was also doing counseling. So there was a referral system. Some of the young people who like to talk to me first and talk about whatever problems they have before they can see the nurse. Or sometimes they would like to see the nurse before they talk to me. And some of the parents are even coming to say thank you because of seeing the changes that their children's way were changing. So obviously you might ask yourself, why, what's happening now? Is it, does the young people still continue coming? Yes, they still do, but not in a bigger scale that they used to come. Because what happened 2 years ago, the government introduced child support grant. So if a person get a baby, get money from the government. So now you talk about, here we used to have what we call love life messaging. The love life messaging was RDP. And the reason why we say RDP, we were just trying to create something that will be more friendly to young people, and the young people would like to talk about. But what we were saying with RDP, the R stand for reduce. What we're saying, if a young person have got so many bad friends, he or she should reduce those bad friends. And then with the D, we were saying, in terms of sexual and transmitted diseases or infection, what we're saying, if you are not sure about what you're doing, you must delay having sex until you are old enough, until you know exactly what you're doing. And with the P, we're saying protect yourself by getting information from the right source, and information will able to guide you whether the decision that you're taking it's correct or not. And in that way, and at the end of the day, we're saying if everything fails, then use condom. And a young person will make an informed choice on those RDP messaging. And it worked in some of the young people. Some of the young people didn't take it because of the influence. And then 150 young people that I've trained, we were calling them peer educators. And some of those young people took over when I left here to Londolozi. And up until today, each year, Love Life is giving some kind of allowance to each young person who will volunteer to run this center. So each year there's a new person coming in. And amongst those 150, one of them was my younger sister. And last year it was her turn to volunteer. She was running this center. So that's it in terms of the clinic. So unfortunately, the government introduced something that has disturbed the whole process. But we are hoping something,
that encourage girls then to have children?
It did.
Because they get paid.
It did. Now it's worse. You have a 17 years old girl, I already have two kids. And with different fathers.
Yeah.
And obviously, having a kid, meaning they have unprotected sex. And also it means that they might be HIV infected. And sometimes you find that the mothers died immediately they give birth, because that immune system will be very weak after giving birth, and they can't able to boost because HIV is there. So that also increased the number of orphans because the parents died. And if things continue the way it's going now, in the near future we'll have the age gap in South Africa. We'll have the grandparents and the babies, and there will be no one in between, unless we get a cure. And the other thing that frustrated people in rural community in terms of HIV, when HIV started, was a sort of misunderstanding, and the doctors were saying this, the traditional healers were saying that, and a person, before a person get tested, will go to one traditional healer to another, because the traditional healers wouldn't say this is AIDS or this is HIV. They'll say, oh, somebody's bewitching you. And by the time a person comes for testing, it's too late. Mm-hmm. So that is the situation. But at the moment, the government is trying to set up some kind of forum where the traditional healers and the doctors can communicate, and where they can create a referral system. If the traditional healers can't able to deal with some of the situation, must able to refer to the doctor. Because some of the traditional healers can able to treat some of the symptoms. They can able to use their herbs to treat some, but most of it they can't. And also the biggest confusion was also from the top. From our president, it was not clear on his take on HIV and AIDS. Our upcoming new president is also confused about HIV. So that's our situation in South Africa. So let's go to the last high school where I attended, and we'll pass through everyone.
Okay, and then we'll go back and repeat those.